Internet war of words over Gaza. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Internet sites and international media have reported a bitter war of words over the conflict in Gaza. People across the world are expressing their rage and anger at the situation. They are using social networking websites, newspapers, and TV news channels such as the BBC to air their views. Moderators, the people who filter emails and telephone calls for racist or venomous comments, are struggling to cope. They are snowed under with a deluge of posts and calls, many full of hate. The AFP news agency reports a French website that had to shut down its reader comments page. Clemence Lemaistre of 20minutes.fr reported a vicious cycle of posts against Jews that unleashed a stream of anti-Muslim remarks, so all reader contributions were rejected. The internet and TV debate shows have become a battleground for international public opinion. News agencies report that the BBC's Have Your Say program received thousands of comments and calls after asking the question, "Can Israel do anything it wants?" Many of these were rejected for breaking hate speech laws and using racially offensive, obscene, and harmful language. According to sources, BBC producers and presenters have been encouraged to stay away from the topic unless it is the main theme of one of its shows. The biggest problem is for social networking sites like Facebook and YouTube. These sites do not check any posts that appear online. They have to rely on members to alert them to posts that go too far and encourage hatred and racism.